Manny, Cheryl, Anthony, and Jerry sharing their testimonies with us this morning. So I'd like to invite Cheryl and Manny to do theirs now.
Hello, church.
Hi, Manny.
Good to see you all. As you all know, we've been told to share a minute and a bit, if I can. What have I learned about the teaching of the Holy Spirit for the last few weeks and more? It's a very interesting topic, and you don't realize until you hear and until you what the Holy Spirit means to us and what basically touches our life. So the series about the teaching of the Holy Spirit has opened my mind that receiving the Holy Spirit is not only possible, it is essential for Christ-centered living. And also I've learned that the Holy Spirit is God Himself, working in my mind, my heart, and sometimes in my body to experience God's grace. The Holy Spirit is so willing to help me when I need Him, and yet I am so reliant on my own mere self that knowing that this will not last, and so many times I make decisions on my own, not realizing that God is always with me and in my heart, giving me the advice, giving me the pleas to help. So that was my learning. How have I applied it? It is through my prayer and supplication and coming to the Lord daily, knowing that He hears me and He listens to my pleas for help. And also the Holy Spirit guides me into truth and gives me wisdom to live the way I should live and causes me to love God and love others through my thoughts and my actions. And I also always say to people that are witnesses that we are the fifth gospel. And when people see us with our actions and thoughts, they will probably will know that we are Christians and we follow Christ. And the verse that has come to my mind is the 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 says, "Don't you know your body is the temple of your Holy Spirit, who lives in you and who was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, but to God." Thank you.
Tēnā koutou katoa. I'm going to say what I learnt from each of the lessons that I was here for. On week one, Ross told us that the disciples were at a loss when Jesus went, but He promised the Holy Spirit. And in Jeff's talk on the 2nd of June, we were reminded that Isaiah felt unclean. His lips were unclean because he lived among people who had unclean lips, which is just like us in our culture today. And the angels brought a burning ember to his lips to purify him. And the pure nature of smoke is also seen in Exodus chapter 19, verse 18, where Moses meets with God. And then on June the 9th, Alan reminded us that the Holy Spirit came upon the believers and tongues of fire were seen above their heads. And again, the symbol of fire represents God's purifying presence and burns out the sin. Fire is powerful. And the tongues, of course, symbolise speech. And then on June the 16th, Ross talked about how God can bless us by turning us from our wickedness in Acts chapter 3, verse 26. Now, how am I going to apply these lessons? I am neither going to grieve or quench the Spirit. Now, to quench the Spirit, we can put off the good that the Holy Spirit asks of us, or we can say that we have not had messages. We can dismiss them as unimportant, but they are from the Holy Spirit. We must not do that. And I am going to listen more carefully. And we can grieve the Holy Spirit by letting sin into our lives. So we have to be watchful, guarded, and informed. And I'm going to be more grateful, more thankful, and more expectant.
Amen. Isn't it God wonderful? He knew we wouldn't be able to do it on our own, so he gave us the Holy Spirit. How awesome is that? And the more amazing thing is that God's Spirit is here right now. He is here, and if we are willing, he will speak to us. And so again, my encouragement this morning is please open your hearts. Let's open our minds and let God just do his thing in our lives. Thank you, Manny and Cheryl. Psalm 133 says, "How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robes. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessings, even life evermore." Okay, so now we move into the second part, and this is where we will break into groups of two or three or four or however many you want in your group to be. I will lead us in prayer, in praying for the church, for our church, for churches around New Zealand and around the world. So if you want to, feel free to get into your groups now, and I'd really encourage us all to participate. This is our time to lift our prayers before God just in small groups. So we'll first have the prayer for church, and then we'll have a couple more testimonies, worship song, and then we will again do group prayers. So feel free to stay in the same group or move around as you wish. Heavenly Father, we have prayed for ourselves in our prayers of confession and repentance, and now we come before you, dear God, as a church family. We pray for our church, for churches across our country and around the world, for the many places where people will be gathered, worshipping your name. We pray that we will serve you in unity and as one body to bring glory and honor to your mighty name. Almighty God, we just really want to thank you for how much you have blessed us as a church. May we be a church family that prays ceaselessly. And so now, Father, we come on our knees. We bring you our adoration and praise, and we just lift churches before you now. Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, for hearing all our prayers. And we really do welcome you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. We'll now have testimonies from Jerry and Anthony. Again, so they will be sharing on what they have learned through the teachings of the Holy Spirit and how they apply it in their lives. While they come up, take a moment to let that really sink in. Unending love, amazing grace. What a wonderful, wonderful God we serve.
I have two questions here that I have to answer in short. First question is that, what have you learned about the Holy Spirit during this series of sermons? Hips. Well, it's we have a good, capable preachers and teachers here. The different approach that, wow, is so good. Anyway, I only want to pick one thing that is recognizable. Let me read it to you from Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 onwards. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desire. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. Well, do we have such a beautiful quality? The fruits of the Holy Spirit. Anyway, the second question is that, how have you applied what you have learned to your life? Well, for me, I need a constant reminder. And I think since the day that I came, I believe that I have a good teaching in this local church. So sometimes it just bothers me because I don't do that so well, you know. Sometimes I think I'm very human. So, but I need a constant reminder. I think God wants us to have that beautiful quality to be Christ-like. And our thing is what the Holy Spirit desires for us as we all gathered here in Jesus' name is the passion that for us to grow in Christ-likeness. And when you mentioned about the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the whole theme in the Bible is unity. And He wants us to have that unity and the love of Christ in these local congregations. Amen. If that happens, I think what will happen? I think, well, thank you.
First, I want to say thank you to Ross and Pramita and Simone for organizing your service. What a wonderful way to finish off a series on the Holy Spirit. It's just really good. I have one complaint, though. The series on the Holy Spirit's been too short. I think you could do at least another 5 messages on this, maybe another 10, I'm not sure. There's so much more we can learn about the Holy Spirit, so I really hope that you will pick this up and we'll get some more of this. There's so much more good teaching that we can have. Couple of things. I haven't prepared very well for this. My wife's looking at me with... I get the look here. I've been thinking about this quite a bit, but I thought I'll just let the Holy Spirit figure out what I need to say this morning. I've got a few things. Anyway, it was a really good reminder, this series, that the Holy Spirit comes in our lives when we accept Christ. When we are born again, we have the Holy Spirit. But that's not the end of it. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And there was a really good message this in the series where it was said, you cannot be filled with the Holy Spirit if you're filled with other stuff. You can only be filled once. Once you're full, you're full. And if you're full with things that doesn't belong, you can't be filled with the Holy Spirit. That really spoke to me that I need to get rid of all the stuff that hinders the Holy Spirit from being in me, from filling me, from being effective for God. Couple of verses that tell me that the Holy Spirit is in me. In 1 Corinthians 12, it says, no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit. And it's important, like Francis said, that we worship God the right way. In John 4, it says, God is spirit and his worshippers must worship him in spirit and in truth. We must have the Spirit in us. We must be filled with the Spirit. And so, how I want to change is be more aware of the Holy Spirit. I want to start every day with the Holy Spirit. I want to pray to the Holy Spirit. I want to talk to the Holy Spirit every day in everything that I do. I just want to be aware of Him and live with Him and be filled and be effective for Him. And, I mean, these wonderful gifts that are mentioned in the Bible, especially again in 1 Corinthians 12, about the power that can come from the Holy Spirit, the power to have wisdom, to have knowledge, to have healing. I mean, all those things, I haven't seen anywhere in the Bible says, okay guys, this is the end of it. No more healing, no more wisdom, no more knowledge, no more speaking in tongues, no more interpretation, no more prophecy. All those things continue on, and I just pray to the Holy Spirit that He will fill each of us with those gifts. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you. Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 24 to 28 says, "For I will take you out of the nations. I will gather you from all the countries and bring you back into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. You will live in the land I gave your forefathers. You will be my people, and I will be your God." Amen. We will now move into praying for our nation, for our city and our nation. So again, if you can gather up, gather into groups. Wasn't that amazing? Wasn't it just so uplifting, listening to all the prayers going up to heaven? So we want to do the same again. We'll get into our groups, our leaders into prayer, and then again encourage everyone to join in. After our prayer, we will then go back into Ross and the team would lead us into worship and song. And again, as the Holy Spirit leads you, if you need prayer, please just feel free to come to the front. We have got people that will be happy to pray for you. Or even if you feel like, you know, there isn't a real need, you might just want to come forward and really just bring whatever it is that God's asking you to get rid of out of your life today. Like Jerry said, unless we empty ourselves, the Holy Spirit is not going to come into our lives. So just if you need to come forward, if you need to come kneel in front of God or wherever you are in the church, just please do that. So if you get into your groups, we'll get into our prayer for our city and our nation. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift up those in our neighborhood, in our city, and across our country. We pray that your Holy Spirit will reign over all the earth. We claim your promise that one day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are God. We praise you because you are God and you are God alone. And our prayer, Father, is that your name will be lifted high. Your name will be lifted in our homes, in our schools, in our workplaces, and across this nation. And so, Father, we lift our prayers through to you now. Hear our Father, hear our prayers, O God, for we bring them to you in the mighty and most powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Heard a story about it. 2 months, a younger monk and an older monk. And the younger monk was desperately wanting to know how to be more full of God in his life, and how to be more hungry for God, more thirsty for God, to be more full of God. And so the older monk took the younger monk to a river. To get in that river. So the younger monk got in the river, and the older monk said, you've got to get your head down under that water. And so the younger monk got down under the water, and the older monk put his boot on the younger monk and made sure he was right down under there. And the younger monk came up and was coughing and spluttering. And then the older monk said, you get down in there again. You get down in that water. And the younger monk came up gasping for air. And down you go again, down in that water. And up he came. And this carried on. And the younger monk said to the older monk, why have you done this like this? What have you done to me? And the older monk said, when you gasp for air like you're coming up out of that water, when you gasp like that for God, then you know you're in a good place with God. Amen. Then you know you are full of the Spirit. When you gasp like that, it's a good story, isn't it? Is that us this morning? Are we that desperate, like in that story, that young monk just gasping for air, desperate for air? That's how God wants us to be with him. As the deer pants for water, so my soul longs after you, the psalmist said. Same picture, desperate for him, in a dry and thirsty place, dry and barren place where there is no water, and so on and so forth. Boy, it's so good to be here today together, isn't it? Such a great thing to worship together. Lord, we lift up your name. We want to be like that young monk, Lord, who just wanted to be so full of you and more of you, have more of you in his life. Lord, we hunger and thirst for more of you. Fill us afresh today.